Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Midday show with Andy and Randy with you here. Tuesday afternoon, 20 minutes away from getting back into the big story of the day. Brandon Adams will join us at 1:20. I can guarantee you,
man,
with 100% certainty that Brandon Adams is A, in a good mood because Georgia beat the hell out of Texas on Saturday, but B, has some thoughts on the Lane Kiffin saga for sure.
Yeah, man.
Because if there's one guy that I know that is, we were just kind of talking about it in the break. I don't think we're as far along with it as BA, but if there's one guy that is not convinced that Lane Kiffin is an elite coach, it is Brandon Adams.
Yes.
That's for sure.
Yes. But I mean, I don't know, man. I'm just still like, it's, and maybe because I always look at him as just like Lane Kiffin and everything. The whole, because it's, Andy, it's been a blank show. He came into this business as a spoiled-ass brat.
Definitely.
Who was making waves off the name of his father. Mm-hmm. Monty Kiffin is a legendary football man. We understand that. Perfected the Tampa 2, all those different things. Warren and Derrick Brooks, all they swear by this man. And you got your off of that.
Sure. Definitely.
Like, but this dude, I mean, he goes from bedding people's girls.
Which is another part
and,
of it.
And you remember, what bowl game was that when he showed up with them shades on?
Uh-huh.
That a dude, that his partner gave him a black eye because uh-huh. you making moves at his lady. Uh-huh. You know what I mean? All right. That's all I'm going to say. I mean, but I think you said it perfectly. I know we didn't say it on air. Like, when is he going to get this much attention again?
Right. This might be his moment.
Yes.
And he may be smart enough to know that. He's certainly like, I'll give him credit for a couple of different things. Whether he's reinvented himself or not, he's certainly making it appear that he has.
Yes.
I will say, like, if you like co-produce a documentary about reinventing yourself, maybe you didn't really. You know what I mean?
He got me.
Like, doesn't that feel a little self-serving to have that happen right now? But anyway, maybe this is the moment. Maybe, but he's definitely good at self-promotion. There's no doubt about that. To go from where he was, which is like pretty much, people were like, all right, we enough of that guy.
Yes. Like Nick Saban.
Saban.
Nick Saban fired you the week of the damn national championship.
Yeah.
Because you were too busy looking for a house in Boca.
And that's part of it.
And yeah,
looking for some other stuff,
yeah,
too.
We let's not,
yeah, rumors.
Yeah, rumors.
Rumors.
But yeah, it's that, you know what?
Yeah.
Grow to focus on that job.
Yeah, but here's the thing. So, all right, whatever happens, stays, goes, whatever, he's going to get paid a crazy amount of money.
Yep.
And then 2 years from now, if it goes well, he's going to do the same thing with an NFL team.
Yep.
Like, if say he takes the LSU job, gets a ton of money, does a pretty good job in the first couple of years at LSU, which he probably will. Like, he's done a really nice job. I can't take this away from him.
No.
He's done a really nice job at Ole Miss. He's won a lot of games. Goes to LSU and has a similar level of success. It's going to be viewed differently because it's LSU. Then he's going to start flirting with the Broncos or whoever else is up for, you know, whoever else needs a job. Because it seems to be a pattern of behavior.
Yeah.
I don't know.
He falls upward.
Yeah.
Or something like that.
Yeah. I won't say false because he has, you know, he's done.
He lands on his feet.
He's done a good job. He's done a good job. But, like, because, like, falling, there's people that have fallen up that's, like.
How was he doing at FAU? Because he left FAU and went to Ole Miss, right?
Uh-huh.
How was he doing at FAU?
Won some games.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. I think he won 10 games his final year there.
Okay.
Because he kind of had to do that to prove to people that
rehab
he could.
Himself and all that
he
stuff.
Had rehab. Right. Yeah, had to go to Saban rehab, and then he went to FAU and all that. And then anyway, let's get to the back page with Bo. Brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to MarkSpain.com. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. Hello, Bo.
Hawks took on the Suns the other night, and you already mentioned that Steve Holman had Dylan Brooks in his crosshairs with very good reason, because Dylan Brooks is just not a good human being.
Dylan Brooks gets a technical foul because he was taunting after that happened. I mean, he is you talk about a dirty player. He's not only a dirty player, but he's just a bad person,
oh my
Dylan
God.
Brooks. He always has been.
He always has been.
Like, damn.
So add him to the list.
Add him to the list.
Dylan Brooks, the newest Grinch as we head into the holidays.
Dirty, rotten Desmond Baines.
Dirty, rotten Desmond Baines and dirty, filthy,
lifelong bad person
Dylan Brooks.
Who is it tonight? They play the Pistons tonight. Who's next?
Oh, is Max, is old boy who Brian leaped
Stew.
Up? Is
yeah.
he still there?
Isaiah Stewart is in the starting lineup for the Pistons.
What did you just call a grown man?
Beef Stew. That's what they call him.
Did you just call another grown man Beef Stew?
Yeah. Why can't they call him that?
Beef Stew?
That's what his nickname is.
Who gave him a nickname named Beef Damn Stew?
I don't understand the problem.
You don't understand it. You don't understand the problem I have with you saying
his last
calling
name's
the,
Stewart.
I know that.
So Stew.
Okay.
And he's big.
So you sure want Big Stew and you just want to say Beef Stew?
I can't believe you haven't heard him be called that.
This is me. You know I ain't never heard no man. I ain't never heard no grown man call another grown man Beef Stew.
I mean,
are you sure they ain't saying Big Stew?
I'm pretty sure, man. my headphones are turned up pretty loud.
When did he go?
And I'm not coming all the way with this.
Okay.
And we don't have to go back to it.
Okay.
I kind of understand you not wanting to call Kyle Rowley Big Dumper, although I will and feel fine about it. But Beef Stew, who cares Beef
no,
Stew?
No, it's yeah, like, it's on.
Oh, I know. Thank you, Abe.
It's Beef Stew, man.
I know. What's the problem with Beef Stew?
Really? You don't see nothing wrong with that? Calling another grown man Beef Stew. I can see Big Stew.
All right, so let's break it down.
So it's the beef.
Stew is not the issue here.
No,
so.
it's that part.
What is the problem with that?
I don't know, man.
Okay.
I don't know.
You haven't told me yet.
Because
You've repeated yourself five times, and it sounds weird. And I understand what you're implying.
Okay. You understand what I'm implying.
But I don't understand why.
I don't like it.
Okay, fair enough.
It's one of them things. It's one of them things by Randy.
And then that's fine. That's what it is. But I didn't know. Here's how I take it.
Okay.
It sounds to me like I'm saying something that I don't realize that I'm saying.
No.
And you're in on, I'm like, oh God, am I saying something?
No, listen to me. If I would have heard it before you,
okay.
Like the Kyle Rowley thing, I heard that before you.
Sure.
So it wasn't no problem. This is the first time.
It kind of was, though.
But I've heard people call him that before you.
Fair enough.
But this is the first time I've heard you call another grown man Beef Stew.
Well, it's not like I'm calling a bunch of people that.
But the thing about it is,
I'm calling Isaiah Stewart, as
our crack researcher Abe has informed me that that's his nickname. Okay, cool. It was just the initial. That's why I went back to it.
Okay,
So
we got there now. Me and a bunch of people are calling this guy Beef Stew.
Right.
What is it that you don't like about that?
I don't like another man being called Beef Stew.
Okay,
let's not Big Beef Stew.
Okay, Big.
Well, that was what I was going to ask. What if we combine them both?
Big Stew is like delicious to me.
Beef Stew? Oh, like,
yeah,
okay.
That's like delicious.
Okay. All I'm trying to do is understand what I'm doing wrong.
You're not doing anything wrong. But that's, I'm talking about me. That's how I view it, okay?
All right.
Like, if he in the.
Like, delicious? That's different, bro.
Hey, Beef Stew, what up? That don't sound weird to you? Now, hey, yo, what up, Big Stew? But, hey, Beef Stew. That don't sound weird?
Beef Stew.
Big Stew sounds like it's 100% every time spelled S-T-U. Stew.
Stew, okay.
And Beef Stew is S-T-E-W.
I mean, I guess.
Man, ain't nobody thinking that damn deep, eh?
I guess it's like because I'm basically agreeing that he's beefy. And is that what the problem
is? That could
is?
Be it. That might have something to damn do with it.
Okay.
Speaking of beefy humans.
Yeah, that might have something to do with it.
Last night, he's
in the game tonight, and he does have a history of throwing elbows.
Let's foul him.
If Steve doubles down on Beef Stew.
Okay.
This foul. Oh, God. Please let
we
him.
We actually had beef stew for dinner last night.
It's so good. Isn't it?
It was delicious.
Reheated beef stew is the best.
Yeah. Yes. We put a little rice in it.
Crazy
too.
How the beef just falls apart.
Oh, yes.
You boil it.
It's really good.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. Very good.
Might have to do that tonight, man.
Very good.
Sorry. So,
is it beef? Never.
Yeah, that's back why. On track. Speaking of beef,
that was an
beef,
important 5 minutes.
Last night at Madison Square Garden in New York was John Cena's last ever Monday Night Raw in MSG. As he is on his retirement
I'm
store,
so ready for him to damn retire.
Why?
I just am.
He's the greatest of all time. I'll tell you that himself.
No, he's
17
not.
Times.
He's
he
not
is.
The greatest
Most
of all time. No, he is not.
It is not up for debate
no,
either.
No, it is. Everything's up for debate because it's not a
is,
factual
especially
thing.
When you talk on the radio.
Okay. The greatest wrestling champion of all time is the Nature Boy.
Woo! He's the second greatest.
John
Cena doesn't even have a noise.
Yeah, John Cena's been wearing the same ragged ass stretch Levi jeans shorts.
True.
And it's worked. He's the most popular and most polarizing WWE superstar ever.
My dad's a big jean shorts guy.
With no shirt. I mean, with no belt. No, yeah. But then he went. Yeah. I saw this, Bo, a clip. He won the inner thing. That's his first one.
Thank you for that segue.
That's what I'm saying. They need. If he's the greatest heavyweight champion of all time, as you say, I don't believe that. Why would you let him go out with that weak ass title?
The Intercontinental. Well, he's never gotten the Intercontinental
right.
Championship in his entire career because
right.
he doesn't fight for like mid card belts.
Neither
very often.
And Ric Flair never fought for it either.
So that
Ric Flair always fight for the
Ric
big prize. Ric
Flair's gotten more Intercontinental Championships than Cena.
No, he does not.
But and U.S. titles too, probably.
The U.S. title was better.
Was it?
Yes.
I think they should fight.
Yes.
Ric Flair and John Cena?
Yeah.
Is John Cena's last time
ever? I'm sure they fought plenty of times.
They've wrestled a few times.
Well, then who won? Then that decides.
So, last week, John Cena took the belt off of Dominic Mysterio, a known troublemaker in WWE. And if you're a celebrity at MSG, Dom Mysterio's going to find you.
The only good thing that's ever come out of New York City is standing right in front of you. Oh. The only champion New York has seen in how many years? Can you count, Cam?
Damn.
How many years? He don't know. He can't count.
You may take this interview back, won't you?
Hold on. Who's that? Who's that pushing?
Long-legged Cam Scalabo ready to throw down. Really embodies the New York spirit, doesn't he?
Several New York Giants in attendance, including running back Cam Scatabo, who is obviously feeling better after dislocating his ankle.
So he's fighting?
Sitting ringside. The Judgment Day comes up to him. That's Dom and J.D. McDonough and Finn Balor and whatnot. So Dom's talking smack. Cam Scatabo stands up. J.D. McDonough runs over to him, gets in between him. Cam Scatabo actually pushes J.D. McDonough to the floor. Now, they don't actually fight. A wrestling tussie kind of does. There's a big crowd. Referees are pulling him apart and whatnot. But good to see Cam Scatabo up and, you know.
Isn't he, like, recovering?
That's
from
what I'm saying. Like,
knee?
What the hell are you
well,
doing?
He still has a boot on. He didn't kick anybody.
Oh, my God. Boy, I'm telling you, I'm pissed at that.
I would be, too.
Yeah.
Wasn't it? There was another athlete. I think it was Halliburton was there right after he had his surgery, too.
Yeah,
last
I'm like, y'all better sit y'all ass down.
Well, Halliburton actually got in the ring. Cam Scatabo never got outside, or he sat, you know, still ringside. Just
I will
pushed
say,
somebody from outside.
When Cam Scatabo's football career is over, wrestling would make sense.
All the way.
Yeah,
all the way.
He but is.
It would make a.
Got the right mentality.
But yeah, the Intercontinental title was always whack to me. I always liked the other one because of the name.
The U.S. title?
Yeah, I just like the U.S. title because I just love
the IC belt has had a lot
better
looking belts.
I was
throughout
a
it.
Big Barry Windham guy. When Barry Windham was a guy, loved it. Big Bear
there was a guy at the Wade Ford tailgate show on Saturday or Sunday morning with a Cam Scatabo jersey on.
Get out.
Yeah, Arizona State. I don't know why. Walking around.
Maybe went to Arizona State.
Could be.
Yeah.
Maybe.
I don't know. But no, if you're my guy, you can't be fighting in no wrestling.
No.
No,
especially when you're actively hurt.
Yes, you're actively hurt right now. Oh, no. Joy 99 the game. After each Falcons game for the Falcon Flyover, I bet that thing was lit on Sunday.
I actually listened to a little bit of it.
I bet
just
it was,
out of, I was like, oh, God.
It's your first.
Bless Chris's heart.
It's your first chance to call and react after the Falcons game brought to you by Ticketmaster, the official ticket marketplace of the Atlanta Falcons. That's the Falcons Flyover immediately following every Falcons game here on 99 The Game.
We went over to my dad's house for dinner on Sunday night, and then we were leaving. It was late, like 7:45.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
8, and the flyover was still going on. I was like, dang, Chris has been taking phone calls for hours. You could have taken them all night.
I'm sure. Oh, Ric Flair has won one Intercontinental title, so him and John Cena are tied.
All right. Here you go. We're going to do a woo. I mean, John Cena doesn't start the 1 o'clock
no,
hour.
No, he does with wiping his face.
No, you can't see him.
God, what? I know we got to go to break. I remember the first time I saw that, I was like, who the hell is this corny ass dude? With this corny as hell.
We'll be right back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
Hmm.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.